Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another weekend chat. Happy Sunday, a day of rest, but not for me, although I did get a lot of rest last night. I slept for 9 hours, and it was so needed and so necessary and so refreshing. And I woke up this morning and I was like, hallelujah. I got up and I've been so productive today. I have gotten so much done in the past 4 hours, and I just needed sleep. And speaking of needing sleep and podcasts and the whole whatever, as you guys know, I have Legends Only every week, and we record on Saturdays and, Saturday, and it's the only day that Brad and I have time to actually do it at the same time, because our work schedules are literally flipped and opposite. And I was, how do I say it? I was exhausted. I was running on 3 hours of sleep, and we recorded at like 4. So I'm like all the way into my day on top of being 3 hours of sleep. And it is, it's funny. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was cracking up at the shit that I was saying, and it very much felt like how I would feel after a finals week or a midterms week in college. Oh, gosh. I mean, my friends from college know, like, we used to have to, we had so much work to do, and we would all stay up and pull all-nighters together, and then the next day we would be delirious. So we'd be in the cafeteria getting food, and we'd be delirious. And it was very much that kind of a vibe. And so it's really unhinged. It's really funny. This shit that I'm saying is stupid, amplified, but it's really funny. And it's out now. And it is up on our Patreon early. It's been something I've been trying to do because, you know, I want to, like, you know, the people who support us, I want them to feel like we're, you know, working hard and giving them something. And, you know what? It's a circus. Enjoy it. Whatever. I'm totally fine acting a fool for other people's entertainment. It's fine. But I did get a lot of sleep last night, and I am here. And the one thing I was thinking of today was, like, why I was able to get so much done and actually sleep last night is because I have more control over my weekends than any other day of the week. And time management is so essential, and like setting a schedule. And like when I have control over my schedule, I can get so much done. And that's what I did today. And so I was like, we're going to go to sleep. We're going to get 8 hours, possibly more. I budgeted for 10, and I got up and I got shit done. I went on my walk. I edited the episode. I posted the episode. I sat down to do this. I ran an errand. Posted our Patreon thing. Like, I was just like, boom, 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 boom. So we are here today, and tomorrow it's all going to go to shit because I don't have control over the Monday to Friday stuff, but just trying to set a schedule as much as possible. And I wanted to hop on because I got a lot of messages from last week's episode where I was kind of having a meltdown, and I thought that I would just, you know, talk about that and say thank you to everyone who sent me a message and was like, hey, I feel the exact same way that you do, because my whole thing, and I've always been this way, it's like, I don't like asking for help from people. I don't like being the one who's like, hey, by the way, like, I'm having a bad day, can I talk? Because I feel like everyone's going through their own thing. And I don't like to, like, as an empath, like, I don't like putting my stuff on other people. You know what I mean? Because I know how hard that can be. So I'm just like on here and I just talk to the void, and it works for me, and I just vent into the void. And if people want to reach out and connect with me, then that's amazing. But I don't like to actively put myself on other people. This is like a voluntary, if you want to hear my problems, you are voluntarily listening to this podcast, if that makes sense. So we're here today and I'm feeling a lot better. And what had happened last week through the beginning of the week is the following, because I really sank to a pretty kind of low at the beginning of the week. And I just felt like a robot and I just did what I had to do and I did my job and I did it well. And I was just like, whatever. But I felt like I was complete robot mode. So what had happened like last week with the weekend chat was, you know, I told you guys I went outside and it was just like very grim and it was very chaotic. And at the beginning of the week, the lobby, and my mom listens to this and my mom follows me on Twitter. And so I didn't want to share certain things because my family is already freaked out that I'm here in New York by myself. They all are together at my parents' house. They all live together. They're in the same house, all four of them. So they're all there. They're all like good. And I am like the stray that is, you know, rebelling and has been on his own independently since he was 18 in New York. And obviously you guys have seen the numbers and statistics and everything with the city. And I work in a very, very busy area. I always have, you know, I used to work in Times Square. Then I was like downtown, whatever. So they don't like to say it, but like they were really, really, really freaked out that I was here and they were trying to get me to come back to Jersey. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I need my stuff. I need all my equipment. I need this. I need everything that I have here that I can't bring with me on the go. And so they've just been freaked out. They don't like that I go on walks. They don't like that I'm doing laundry. And like every little thing is like they don't want me doing. And they're like freaking the fuck out. And so I agreed to like get pepper spray and, you know, the whole thing. Because this is what happened at the beginning of the week. So things in the neighborhood are kind of grim. All the businesses are closed and graffiti is everywhere. And it's just like, you know, the bars, the restaurants, the small businesses. You know, my area, even though I am in the city and it's obviously very gentrified and, you know, you've got your Olive Garden and everything in Times Square and all these big corporations and hello, Dunkin' Donuts. Like I love Dunkin' Donuts, but it's also a big corporation. But like everything's shut down and it's very chaotic and there's really no police presence in the city. So the beginning of the week, my lobby was looted. Every package that was in the lobby was sliced open and everything that was in the boxes was like ripped out, taken out. There was a couple things that were like left behind. Like I went down to go get my mail and I was like, whoa, like what is going on? Because everything was just opened. And fortunately, I didn't have anything that was there. My package was in the mailbox and so no one got it. But like everyone's package, there was like probably 30 packages that were just straight up sliced open, like box cutter style and just open. And I was like, whoa, like, I don't know what, you know, people were ordering. Like, it's kind of freaky. And I was like, oh, okay. Like that's scary because I think even on last episode, I think my doorbell buzzed while I was talking. It's happened numerous times on my podcast. You guys will hear like my buzzer ring and I'm like, oh, you know, like before I'd be like, oh, it's probably someone who's just like trying to drop off a package. So like, you know, sometimes I'll go and hit the button and like whatever. But now I'm like, absolutely not, because that's clearly what must have happened is like someone came in with like a delivery guy or whatever and just looted the lobby. And I'm not the only one who that has happened to. I've talked to other people that I know that are still in New York and the same with them. Their lobbies have just been looted. And it's kind of freaky. And the situation on the streets is, you know, it's not the best. And it's equal parts scary and also heartbreaking because, like, obviously there's a large homeless population in my neighborhood. And in normal circumstances, you know, there's food banks open and there's places that are open and volunteer centers that are open. And there's a lot more resources and facilities that are open and available. And so, you know, I've seen a lot of crazy shit in the time that I've been here. You guys know I've seen a lot of crazy shit. It's different right now, and it's different in a way that I have never seen in my entire time being here. It's a lot more aggressive. It's a lot more, I don't know, it's just very, very, very different than anything that I've ever seen. And part of me was like, oh, maybe it's just because it's more visible now. And I don't, it's not the case. It's always been very visible to me. The other week, I saw a group of homeless men mug a group of people that were standing in line at the grocery store. And it was really jarring, not because like I haven't seen anything like that, but like I've seen things before that are, you know, jarring and whatever. But it was the fact that like, it was so like there's, you know, there's people standing in line at the grocery store and they're all 6 feet apart. And so it's a small group of people. It's not like a crowd. And broad daylight, middle of the day, sun shining, fully lit. Like there's no cops, there's no anything, there's no crowds, there's no whatever. And there was just these women that were standing in line that had bags, presumably from somewhere else that they had been on the day. And these guys just went up and just like fucking mugged them in the middle of the day. And I was like, what do you do? I can't do anything, you know, like you don't know what someone has or like if they have a weapon, if they, there's no one to call, there's no cops to call. The cops aren't coming. If something happens on the street, like they're not coming. There's no cops. I saw like some cops that were outside like the CVS like maybe a week ago, but there's been no police. They've set up like temporary, because I told you, I think last week that the streets have gotten really dark at night because all the stores are closed. So they've set up, you know, lights and stuff on the streets, but it's just really like a wild, wild west out there. And I was on the phone with my mom, I think like a couple days ago, and a man came up to me and got really aggressive. And I thought that he got really close to me and he was like yelling a bunch of stuff. And my mom heard it, obviously, because I was on my headset. And so I just had to kind of like run across the street and he just moved on to the next person that was kind of, you know, a little ways behind me. But like, it's just very different and it's sad and it's a lot to take on. And that's kind of what happened to me at the beginning of the week. It was like this sort of like 1-2-3 punch of like the neighborhood and all of the above. And so I kind of sank into like this moment. And then work has just been extremely stressful. And so like even just being on my phone and just having the noises of like notifications and like the beep, 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 bloop, 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 I was like, I mentally need a break. Like I can't have people constantly chiming and chirping for me to help them with something because like I'm having a mental break and I need a break. You know what I mean? And that's what that was. So I'm very honest and I'm very transparent on here. And I just was like, whatever, it happened. Like I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm not gonna whatever, but that's what was. So I did what I had to do and I, you know, got into the nitty-gritty of my schedule and I was like, okay, let's schedule stuff out. There's certain things you can't control, let it go. There are certain things you can control. Take grip on that and really just like run with it. And so that's why it's like these, even though like I'm doing Legends Only and I'm doing this, like this stuff is invigorating for me. I love doing it. This stuff makes me excited. This stuff makes me happy. This stuff gives me life and enjoyment. And, you know, I did like an Animal Crossing stream yesterday, which was a, even though I've done streams before, this was a different type of set. Like I've been trying various setups in various, whatchamacallit, what would it be called? Settings, I guess. And different like things and kind of comparing them. Like that all is like my lifeblood. I love doing all that. That's kind of where I'm at today. And I thought that I would just like hop on here and share that. And also like today I went and my best friend, Lindsay at Linny Bunny, LinniBunni on Instagram. She just relaunched her Etsy and she's fine with me sharing this. By the way, I did ask, I was like, are you fine with me saying this on Twitter? Are you fine with me saying this on Instagram? Are you fine with me saying this on Facebook? Because I don't, you know, I don't want to like blow up anyone's spot or like share any information with someone that they're not open or like willing to share themselves. And she's like, no, it's fine. It's honest. Like I've always been open about it. She was furloughed because of COVID-19. And she just, you know, she's an artist. She creates things. She's, you know, does a lot of handwork. And she just launched masks on her Etsy page. And so if you are in need of one, or if you know that someone who needs one, or you want to donate a mask to someone, her Etsy page is open. I posted it on my Instagram and my Twitter account if you want the link. And I was like, you know what, let me just like do what I can to like help my friends and help anyone. Like I have a mini little BB Bobby platform, I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna like share this, whatever, like whatever I can do. And you know, I took a little selfie with it and I was like, whatever, like, let me serve a little bit, you know? It's like the Tyra quote when she's like, you know, when I was here in New York on 9/11, like, you know, people were dying, but I made it fashion or whatever, which is a real thing that happened. Sorry, it's probably not a funny joke to make, but like, well, it's not, I'm not making a joke. I'm sharing something that Tyra Banks said, but it's just like doing the best that you can do with given the circumstances that you're given, I guess. So yeah. And I think like the one thing I found this week that was so helpful is like, I like being able to set a schedule is so, so, so helpful. And I just hate that my weeks are so unpredictably chaotic. And it's just like, I feel like I'm tethered to a Slack notification. It's like, you're always just kind of waiting for like that boop, boop, boop to come in. So like, you know what to do. Or it's like, boop, 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 hey, can you do this now? Hey, can you hop on the phone now? And I'm like, oh my God, it's like you're just tethered to this like fucking, it's so annoying. I can't stand it. So I'm probably being too transparent. I don't care. But like my weekends, I just get to, I get to wake up and I'm like, wake up at 9, get up, stretch, take a shower, make a coffee, 10 a.m., spend an hour editing, done, send to Brad, post, go for a walk, 45-minute walk, listen, come back, upload, post. Another club. No. Oh. What was that? See, now I don't know if that was like, you know, one of my neighbors who needs someone to buzz in their Amazon package or if my lobby is going to get looted again. You know, it's like that. I don't even know. What was I saying? Oh, I was talking about schedules. But like literally, I love my Sunday. It's like it's right now as I'm recording this, it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I have gotten so much shit done in the past 4 hours. It is like unbelievable. And it's just, anyway. And I have so much time left in the day. I will probably stream again later. I will be able to like play video games with my friends tonight. I may even be able to watch a movie and go to bed at like an early hour. I just, having a schedule is so important. And, you know, if you are working from home or if you're not or whatever it is, like that's the, I guess, information that I kind of want to share today is like, it's from what I learned last time I worked from home, having a schedule and like typing it out or writing it out or putting it in a journal or your phone, your notes app, whatever is so important, even for little things like showering or 5 minutes making a coffee or gonna go for a walk around the block for 15 minutes, like from 10 to 10:15 or 10 to 10:45. Writing all of that out will make you feel so much more productive and make you feel like you're getting so much more done in your day and will help set a mental note of like what day it is. And it just, I don't know, structure is super, super, super helpful. And I just wanted to come on here and share that because like I'm having a great day today and I know that it's gonna be thrown to shit as of tomorrow morning. And so I'm enjoying it while it lasts. Just gonna keep that going, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to like hop on here and I think, you know, as my schedule shakes out, I feel like the way my weekends have been turning out is like Saturday record, Saturday night edit, finish like finesse in the morning, and then I go on my walk in the morning, and that's when I do the full listen through of the episode at the same time that Brad does. So I send it to him, and then we both kind of listen to it and then send any notes, and then I come back, finesse, save, export, upload to Patreon for the early listeners. And then yeah, so it's just, you know, as this is like flowing, I feel like Sunday, day of rest, but not for me. Weekend chat could still be a thing. And then I could even do like a Sunday live stream, like playing Animal Crossing or something fun, you know? We're all gonna have fun. So that's where I'm at this week. And I just wanted to check in. I know a lot of you guys like the weekend chat and how it's evolved over the years. And I don't know, I just like love doing this stuff. And I've been thinking a lot this past week, and you know, as I watch all these celebrities and famous people and wealthy people, you know, trying to make things from home and like trying to adjust to this new normal. And then I sit here and I'm like, oh wow, like my podcast sounds clear and is like full HD, crystal clear, 320 kilobytes per second. My video, like I can do video. I've done YouTube before. You guys have seen my YouTube videos. I can stream from my Switch. I can stream from my Xbox. I can stream from my iMac, my laptop. I can record. I can, you know, I have lighting. I have all this equipment that I've collected over the years and taught myself over the years. And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel so much more proud of myself and proud of all of these quote unquote useless skills that I thought that I was teaching myself for no reason. Now I see this all in a completely different light. And I'm just like, oh, wow. You know, if I were to trade shoes with someone who's like, I don't know, like newscaster or like famous or whatever, I could run my own show from home. And I don't know, like, is it weird to say like I kind of maybe, I don't know, one day can do that. And I feel like I've taught myself so many things, and maybe that's something that I can share with people now. It's like, if you feel like, oh, you know, is it worth taking that class or going on YouTube and learning that tutorial? And because, by the way, there's so many amazing people on YouTube who teach tutorials, and I've thought maybe even doing like a GIF one day, or, you know, how I make reality TV. I don't know, but there's so many that I've been using right now to learn Adobe Audition, and I'm going to learn Logic Pro, and then I want to take a master class. There's just so many things that I want to learn and keep teaching myself. And before, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to teach myself how to use Twitch, and I'm going to be a Twitch streamer. And then, you know, it wouldn't really take off or whatnot. And then I'd feel bad, like, oh, am I just wasting my time teaching myself all these things? But it's not a waste of time. And so if there's a hobby that you have, or there's a skill that you want to learn, or if you want to practice sewing or drawing or painting or whatever, do it. It's not a waste of your time. There's so many amazing people and creators on YouTube who share their knowledge and post tutorials and free resources. And there's tons of people that I follow on YouTube that do Photoshop tutorials and Illustrator tutorials and all of these things, where they will provide download links like, hey, here's the practice file, here's the resources that you can use, practice with this, you know? I don't know. It's like, it's a time for people to try things, but it's also at the same time, you know, there's obviously no pressure. Not everyone is going to use this time to create, or, you know, everyone is coping differently, but it is a time to kind of maybe learn a new skill or watch something that you didn't have time to watch before, or read something, or spend quality time with your kids, or I don't know. It's like kind of looking, trying to find the silver lining in everything in any way that you can, is kind of how I'm trying to look at it. And for me, my lifeline is creating, and my lifeline is learning new skills, because that makes me feel alive. That gives me life. It makes me feel excited. It's that spark that I have. And I know that that spark is a universal feeling, but for everyone, it's something different. You know, for some people, it's exercise. Can't relate. But for some people, it is. For some people, it's reading. For some people, it's spending time with their family and their loved ones. It's so many different things for so many different people. And I don't know. I'm just trying to find the silver lining in it and not beat myself up as much as I was. And also, too, the other thing I was thinking, which, you know, is probably too TMI, but at this point, some of the girls are on here showing their assholes on Twitter. So I'm like, you know what? Anything I say is not TMI, because, you know, y'all have seen some moments from me. And at this point, I don't give a fuck. It's like, I have had meltdowns on Instagram Live. You have seen me hammered, buying Christmas trees. You know what? I am who I am, and I share it, and whatever, it is what it is. And the one thing that I've shared more recently, especially with the Britney podcast, is I've openly been honest about the fact that I have depression. I've been clinically diagnosed, or quote unquote whatever, because I know it's such a gray area. I've gotten second and third opinions from other doctors. One of them felt like it was something a little more different than that. I don't really want to get into that. But, you know, it's something that is my life. And I am still functioning. I don't take medication. It's something that all three said they don't feel I need at this moment. But it's such a gray area. As I'm sure many of you know, mental health is such a gray area. I've been very open, honest, and transparent about it. And, you know, it is what it is, and it's something that I've struggled with since my teens. But it's also one of the things where I feel, you know, I've been very resilient, and it's something that is a part of me, and I've accepted it, and I've accepted the ups and the downs. But I've also been able to do a lot of really amazing things. And, you know, it's something that is out of my control, that is a very strong thing that is out of my control, that definitely can take its grip on me at times. But I feel like ultimately, at the same time, my passion for what I love and my passion for what I feel is my calling and my resilience are stronger than that. And so even though I've had moments in my life where it has, you know, taken a grip and I've succumbed to stress eating and depression has kind of taken a toll and I've gained weight and I've, you know, put my health as not a priority. And it's definitely, there's moments in my life where it has absolutely taken control over me and definitely has, like, quote unquote, won or been more dominant. But I've also recognized that my passion for what I do and my calling is so much stronger than that, and it will not win, and nothing will beat that. If that's one thing I can say about myself, is I am resilient and I have a passion that is so fucking strong that I will refuse to let anything get in the way of that, even though at times it may, you know, there's a couple speed bumps, it's fine. But every single time I've hit a speed bump in my life, I've learned something new. And I feel like I've come on here and I share it and I'm honest about it. And if it can help someone, or if someone else is going through it and they feel like they've hit a wall, or that they're in one of those speed bumps right now, if I can come on here and I can share my journey and my story and be like, you know, every single time you hit one of those speed bumps along the way, you are going to come out of it stronger and you're going to learn something from it that you're going to take away, and it's going to guide you in a new direction. And I feel like I have a different perspective on life because of it. I feel like I have an empathy for people that I would not have had if I hadn't had the experiences that I've had with my own mental health. This is getting really serious. I don't know if I'm going too far or if this is taking a turn, but it's definitely something that I've been thinking about recently. You know, with assessing my skill set and everything, is just kind of like, I don't know, just being kinder to myself is something that I've been trying to do in the past year. Taking care of my health, eating better, managing my stress, being kinder on myself, trying not to beat myself up so much. But you know, despite my successes with my weight loss and my career and getting a new job and, you know, those things, I'm still absolutely experiencing speed bumps. And it's just something that is not going to fully ever go away. And along the ride, you're going to constantly hit those fucking speed bumps. And I share every single one of those because I think it's so important to be transparent, because it's so easy to just be like, oh, everything's amazing. And yeah, I lost all this weight. Cool. Just got this new job. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And here's my highlight reel. But it's like, no, I want to peel that back and be like, yes, those things are a thing and a reality, but here's what's happening in between all of that. Here's what's happening when I have a moment. Here's what's happening when I have a bad week. Here's what's happening when I experience a, like, crushing depression at the beginning of my week, which is what happened this past week. I don't know. I feel like it's important to just be transparent about that with people. So I don't know. There's also, like, that element too, is like, I just am not going to let it win. I stan Brittany and I stan Serena Williams for a reason. Both of them, you know, they have gone through hell. They have had serious medical setbacks and serious personal and professional setbacks, and they've powered through it, and they have come out on the other end stronger and healthier. And I love the two of them for that exact reason. And they are my idols. They are my inspiration. And yeah, that's kind of something else I was thinking of too recently. Yeah, that's kind of where we're at this weekend. I thought I would share that, and just trying to not beat myself up and kind of embrace the things that I've learned and my skill set and my knowledge and, you know, not take everything so personally, you know, we don't need to get into it, you know, if you guys haven't been able to guess by now, I've never gone this long and this hard in terms of work before. It's been difficult, but you know, we're powering through it. And also playing Animal Crossing, because it is important to find things to do, to disconnect, and to get a little bit of whatever. And if you watched my stream yesterday, I was losing my shit over the stupidest things, and they were bringing me so much joy, like my little villager eating a donut. I thought it was the cutest thing in the fucking world, and I let that moment bring me so much joy, and people saw it. And so if you witnessed it, you saw it, and that was genuine, and I was losing my mind, and I just loved it. You know, little things. So that's this weekend chat. I didn't want anyone to, like, freak out or, like, worry about me or be like, oh, my God, you know, it was a moment. I had a moment, and it was what it was, and we are here today, and we are doing well, and we had success with setting a schedule and trying to set boundaries and a routine. And so that's what I'm going to go into tomorrow, trying my best to do. And if I can't control it, I am going to let it happen and not beat myself up over it. That's going to be the mantra for this next week, is do the best that you can. And if it's out of your control, let it be out of your control and don't beat yourself up over it. Today we learned that. And I did this all in one take. So I'm going to get this up. And I just want to say thank you to everyone for the messages and for the support on Legends Only Pod and for sharing it. And I mean, that is just like my passion. And it's just like the soundboards, the editing, I really feel like I'm honing in on my calling and my passion. And it's like a combination of graphic design, pop culture, pop queens, audio editing, entertaining, and making people laugh. And I don't know. It's like, I feel like I'm slowly honing in on like, that's like what it is that I'm meant to do. And it's taken a long time to get there, but I don't know. I feel like I'm working towards it. And so I'm going to keep working towards it and keep learning new things. And I'm going to take my master class at some point when I get a week off, I don't know, or like just my schedule slows down at something so I can, you know, invest all of the hours into that class that it requires because I want to do it 100%. I'm really excited. Whenever that is, it will happen. I was hoping for it to happen before my birthday so I could like make a little something for my little birthday show that I want to plan. But, you know, whatever, it is what it is. And thank you guys again. And I will see you tomorrow with, not Patreon, with Legends Only tomorrow morning, Monday mornings. And I will be on Twitter at TKyleMack and Instagram at TKyle. And I will see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.